Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore. Take it away, Dinah.
Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. He understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of him, so I could love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make him mine, all mine. Oh, how I wish that there were four of him, so I could love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy, candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make him mine, all mine.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine. And it's wonderful to see that so many of you are making it a habit to stop in at our Bird's Eye Open House. Leading the parade of talent tonight is that motion picture favorite, Akeem Temiroff. Also in the parade are Robert Emmett Dolan, the orchestra, Joe Lilly, the chorus, and as usual, bringing up the rear, Harry Von Zell. Hi, Harry.
Hiya, Dinah. Hiya.
I'm fine.
Oh, lady, tonight you're looking at a happy Harry Von Zell.
Oh, fine. What's the cause of the jubilance, Harry?
Amour.
Amour.
That's what it is.
Amour.
Amour toujours, l'amour. Dinah, last night I met the most beautiful girl in the world, and already we're going together.
Steady?
Not after her fifth martini. Oh! Excuse me, you meant... I know.
I meant steady.
Oh, yes. Well, this time it's the real thing. And you know what I'm going to do for that little girl?
What?
I'm going to take off a little weight. I am? I know what you think.
Well,
I am. Yes, sir, I started today. It's not easy, you know. This morning I hiked 20 miles, and when I got home, it felt as though a lot of little men with hammers were pounding on my feet. And this afternoon I rode horseback for 5 hours, and when I got home...
Those little men sure get around, don't they?
Oh, you said it, Dinah. But it's the same... Oh, say, I almost forgot.
Forgot what?
Well, to congratulate you. Congratulate you on winning the poll conducted by Radio Daily, picking you as the choice of the Press of America as the outstanding singer of popular songs in the country.
Thank you, Harry. And if any of them are listening, gee, fellas, thanks. And we're going to dedicate this next number to you. Go ahead, Joe Lilly.
You got an accent, you ain't the positive limb. Mine ain't the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy, up to the maximum, keep gloom, down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they say just when everything looked so dark? And they said you better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No doubt.
with Mr. In Between. You got an accent. You ain't the cause of it. Ain't the guy that latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they say when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you better accentuate the positive, healing, but ain't the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Take Jonah in the whale. Take Noah in the ark. What did you say? What did you say?
You got an accent. To eat the positive, healing. One ain't the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the time for me to tell you...
Hello, handsome.
Oh, Dolores, it's you. Jeepers. Darling, every time I see you, my eyes light up like a pinball machine.
Well, don't look now, dear, but your nose is tilted.
Oh, really, you're so charming, Dolores. And how you look in that dress. That dress.
Oh, it's just a little something I got from Sears. Do you think it's too daring?
Well, no, it wouldn't have been if Roebuck had finished it.
No, you don't understand, dear. I got this dress by mail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful what they get in those little envelopes now? Look, Dolores, where were you last Thursday? I missed you.
Well, if you promise not to tell anybody, Harry, I was a little worried about my figure, so I went to a Turkish bath.
Oh.
How do I look?
A Turkish bath?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could take off a few pounds there around Constantinople.
Harry, dear, I could go for somebody like you.
You could?
Yes. Do you know somebody?
Look, Dolores, why do we keep pretending this way? I might as well tell you. You get under my skin.
I'd better not. It's pretty crowded under there now.
Tell me, dearest.
Yes?
Will you tell me something?
Yes, Harry.
What will the man you marry have to be like?
Well, he must have a build like Johnny Weissmuller's.
Well, I've got that.
Mm-hmm. Hair like George Raft.
Yes.
A chin like Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
A nose like Alan Ladd. Oh.
All right, hold it. Doggone it.
Well... Harry, what's the matter?
Just my luck. I've got to have a nose like Cary Grant's.
Oh, but you're perfect. But tell me, Harry, before you marry a woman, what must she have?
Well, there's only one thing the woman I marry must have.
What's that?
Corn.
Corn.
Yes, bird's eye, quick frozen, golden sweet corn. Oh, really, Dolores, it's the most delicious corn you ever ate. The corn with a real field fresh flavor, you know. That's because bird's eye picks the corn when it's young and tender, cuts the plump milky kernels whole from the cob, and wham, quick freezes them right there so that all that wonderful flavor and field freshness is sealed right in.
Oh, Harry, is bird's eye corn all you ever think of?
Well, sure. Bird's eye corn is not only tasting very well, but it's such a snap to serve.
Oh, Harry, let me put my arms around you.
Certainly, certainly. You see, Dolores, you just pop those golden kernels of bird's eye quick frozen corn out of the package and into boiling water. That's all there is to it.
Oh, Harry, let me put my cheek next to yours.
Yeah, yeah. And is that piping hot corn really delicious? Those golden kernels of bird's eye corn are...
Oh, Harry, may I...
put my lips close to yours.
Okay. It's quick frozen. Bird's eye corn is quick frozen. But I'm not. I'm not. Now, you stop that. You don't know what you're doing to me. My mother told me there would be days like this.
So you spurned my affection. Well, goodbye, and I'll never see you again.
Oh, no, wait, Dolores. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, you don't need me. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, but I want a girl, not a mackerel. Unless it's a bird's eye mackerel.
Yes, and if you could get a bird's eye mackerel, you'd probably have it with bird's eye corn.
What else? What else? Bird's eye corn goes good with anything, you know. And I've always got a couple of packages in my refrigerator. You ought to get a couple of packages, too. No ration points, you know.
All right, Harry, I'll take your advice. And remember, I'll expect you over later.
Oh, boy, good. What'll we do?
Well, we'll go to a show, we'll go dancing, and then we'll go to a nightclub.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dolores, I might as well tell you.
What?
I don't want a girl who necks, drinks, or smokes. What I want is an old-fashioned girl.
Good. Then you've got a date for Saturday night.
I have?
Yes, you can take out my grandmother. Yeah, good night.
Good night.
Big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam with you. And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, I take great pleasure in introducing one of the screen's finest performers, Mr. Akim Tamiroff.
Thank you, Dinah, thank you. And for that very lovely introduction, I must give you a kiss.
Well. Gracious.
That was the most enjoyable kiss I've ever had. I'm positive.
Why kiss so hard?
Because I accentuate the positive.
Oh, now, Akim, I didn't know you made with the jokes, too.
Oh, well, my Bublitsky, you are fooling. Why, back in Russia, I was a sensation on the radio. My partner and I used to do an act in blackface.
What did you call yourselves?
Akim and Andy.
Oh, no.
Oh, say, Dinah.
Oh, I'm yes. Gonna... Harry, I want you to meet Mr. Tamiroff. Akim, this is Harry Von Zell.
I'm happy to know you, Mr. Von Zell.
Well, I'm very glad to know you, Mr.
The name is Tamiroff. Tamiroff. Oh. T as in Tabruchnik, A as in Alennikov, M as in Mikhailovsky, I as in Ivanovich, R as in Rasovsky, O as in Okolenikov, F as in Ferapontsky, and F as in Feofilaktov. Yes, sir. Now do you know my name?
Yeah, hiya, bud.
Go home and practice up on that one, Harry, will you? Akim, tell me, where have you been keeping yourself?
Well, I was busy with a very serious problem. I couldn't find a place to live.
You too.
Oh, yes. And it got so bad that for a month I lived on a Wilshire bus.
Wilshire bus?
Up and down, I rode up and down. I couldn't stand it anymore, so I finally got something.
A house?
No, a transfer. Yes, but yesterday. Oh, yesterday was my lucky day. At last I found a place. Yes, I've got a room with an adjoining.
An adjoining what?
These days, who asks?
Oh.
Well, but I never want to spend another night like last night. I had to sleep in one bed with 17 other fellas.
18 men in one bed? Heavens above, that's enough for a baseball game.
You're telling me. All night they were using my stomach for first base.
Oh, now, Akim, I think you're stretching the truth.
Stretching it? He's pulling it all out of shape.
Vanzello, I must tell you something. I listen to this show every week, and I enjoy every word you say about bird's eye food.
Oh, well, it certainly is nice of you to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes, Akim. I didn't know you were interested in food.
Interested in food? Interested in food? Well, Dinah, I'm a fine chef. Sure. Cooking is my hobby.
Really? What's your specialty?
Ah, a sensational Russian dish. I take a quart of sour cream.
Uh-huh.
Then I take a bunch of beets.
Uh-huh.
And in my bare feet, I walk around on them until the sour cream and the beets are well mixed. What a dish!
Yeah, well, what do you call it?
I'm not saying, but does your borscht taste different lately?
Oh, seriously now, Akim, I'm terribly fond of Russian cooking.
You are?
Oh, yes.
Well, Petrushka, why didn't you say so? Now, let me tell you about my blinchiki.
Hold on just a minute. Excuse me. Dinah, what is this fella, an actor or a delicatessen?
Someday, Akim, we'll have to get together and exchange recipes, but right now, I'd like to hear something about Tamiroff the actor.
Say, me too. Now we're getting someplace. You know, Akim, I sure enjoyed you in that picture, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, wow. A very interesting thing about that picture was that they held up production for 8 weeks while I grew a beard.
Was it absolutely necessary for you to wear a beard in the picture?
Positively. They had to have some way to tell Gary Cooper and me apart.
Oh.
Must have been a tough one.
I see that Russian ham is still on ration.
Harry, please.
Listen, please.
Shame. Now, Akira, since you're our guest on the Bird's Eye Open House, and we always give our guests a chance to do whatever they like, I suppose you'd like to do a dramatic Russian play.
Russian?
Russian.
Why, again Russian? Why am I always typed as a Russian?
I wonder. Well, what do you suggest?
Well, I want to play the part I'm best fitted for, an English aristocrat. Oh, I can see myself now. I'm a lord and master of the state. It is morning as my butler Jives enters.
morning, Lord Twitchbubble. I say, you certainly are in the pink this morning.
In the pink? Oh, yes. I must have worn my wife's pajamas last night. Have you laid out my clothes? I want to go hunting today.
Oh, yes, me lord. I laid out your spats, your bowler, your herringbone suit, and your girdle.
My girdle? I said I'm going hunting.
Well, have you tried hunting for a girdle lately? Begging your pardon, me lord. Did you spend an enjoyable evening last night?
Oh, I had a jolly time. Jolly. I went to the burlesque show. Beep, beep.
I say, you mean pip, pip, sir.
When I say a burlesque show, I mean pip, pip.
Oh, I say, how droll. How droll. by the way, your lordship, Lady Twitchbubble is waiting breakfast for you.
Oh, she is? Good. I'll go right in.
Oh, my dear, there you are.
Good morning, my little mutton chop.
Sit down, dear. I'll serve you. Here you are. Sugar?
A pinch.
Cream?
A drop.
Lemon?
A bit.
Tea?
Never touch the stuff.
I've engaged a new cook, my dear.
I'd like to see her. What's she doing now?
She's out in the kitchen, smoking a tongue.
I know there's a cigarette shortage, but this is ridiculous.
My dear, I think there's something you ought to know.
What is it, my sweet?
I am not going to the grand ball with you tonight.
What? You are not going to the grand ball with me?
No, I'm going with Lord Brittingham.
My wife and my best friend, but...
You might as well know. We love each other. I spent a wonderful afternoon with Lord Brittingham alone.
My dear, you weren't playing cricket.
We weren't playing baseball either, but we sure had a lot of fun. That must be my love now.
Announcing his lordship, Lord Brittingham.
Oh, there you are, my love. Cheerio, old bean. I'm mad about your wife, and I'm taking her to the ball tonight.
Oh, no, you're not.
Why not?
Here's why not.
Oh! You killed him.
Yes, and now I kill you. Jives, come here.
What is it, my lord?
Jives, can you rumba?
Rumba? No, sir.
Well, you'd better practice up. I'm taking you to the ball tonight.
Say, friends, will you give a listen to this? We've just got a food flash from your Bird's Eye dealer. And right now, you can go down to your Bird's Eye store and fill up on those wonderful Bird's Eye cut green beans. You'll find plenty of delicious Bird's Eye quick frozen green beans, and boy, are they good. You see, like all Bird's Eye foods, Bird's Eye green beans are picked while they're young and tender, bursting with vitamins and feel fresh goodness. Then they're immediately sorted, snipped and cleaned, and then quick frozen, so that everything nature gives to the beans is captured and held for you. Really, you'll find them swell eating and so easy to serve. Just pop them out of the package into boiling water. No cutting or stringing or anything else, just a little boiling and a lot of good eating. Why not get yourself several packages while they're so plentiful and keep them handy in the ashtray of your refrigerator? And by the way, there's a real bargain on Bird's Eye baked beans right now, too. They're a swell meat substitute because they're high in proteins. Be sure, though, that the beans you buy, whether they're green beans or baked beans, carry that Bird's Eye label. For then you're sure of getting Bird's Eye quality and flavor. Better buy Bird's Eye for the better buy in frosted foods.
When they begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra is playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. begin, the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joy we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse and chant, I know but too well what they mean.
So don't let them begin.
Let sleep like the dead desire, but only remember when they begin, the beginning.
Oh yes, let them begin, the beginning.
Make them play till the stars that were there before. You whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. Then we'll suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin, the beginning. When they begin.
Folks, here's something terribly important. Thousands of donations are needed for the March of Dimes. Remember that every dime and dollar you give tells the world America fights her enemies at home as fiercely as she fights them abroad. Nowhere do we face a more dangerous foe than infantile paralysis. It cripples, it maims, it disables for life. It strikes down adults, but its favorite victims are little children. Let's dig deep into our pockets. Let's send every dime and dollar we can spare, marching straight to President Roosevelt at the White House. The one way to vanquish infantile paralysis is by joining the March of Dimes today. Night, everybody.
Just time to ask you to join us again next week, folks, when our Bird's Eye guest will be Georgie Jessel. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
Pardon me, but don't you sell grape nut flakes here?
Why, yes. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just want to thank you for telling me about grape nut flakes. Oh, that happy breakfast cereal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see, my wife used to beat me up something fierce in the morning until I served her grape nut flakes.
She liked them, huh?
Oh, yes.
She liked Grape Nuts Flakes' malty-rich flavor and whole grain nourishment, I bet.
Oh, yes. In fact, she likes Grape Nuts Flakes so much that now I've got her eating out of my hand.
Say, that's good.
Oh, yes. When she eats out of my hand, I don't have to wash any dishes.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated.